Chapter 4. On Friday afternoon, Tony and Dave stood back from the two chairs they had finished that week. The chairs glowed with a soft shine and were smooth as satin to the touch. Tony nodded approval and said, "They're good." Dave grunted. Tony had given up trying to interpret Dave's grunts, which could mean anything from deep disapproval to equally deep satisfaction. That time it seemed to mean satisfaction. The chairs had been finished weeks earlier than Dave had expected, and no outsider could have told where his work left off and Tony's started, although he knew, and he suspected that Tony did, too. Dave went to the back storeroom and returned with two old blankets.
"We'll wrap them and stow them in the truck," he said. "In the morning, I'll take them into Willoughby."
After they secured the chairs in the truck, and they were once again in the shop, Dave glanced around and started to move toward his bench.
"I'll straighten up," Tony said, and Dave grunted again.
He went to the door, paused there, and said,
"You do good work, Tony. See you Monday."
It was the first time Dave had acknowledged that, Tony reflected, and said,
"Thanks."
One of their longer conversations, he thought, when Dave had left and he was alone in the shop. Their talk about the work didn't qualify as conversation, and there was absolutely no small talk, no gossip, nothing else. He had quickly become used to Dave's tuneless hum, white noise, and again Tony had been so concentrated on the work itself that conversation would have been a nuisance, no matter how little real attention it demanded. Now and then he strolled through town after he closed up the shop, and people nodded, and gradually the nods had been accompanied by a word or two. Several times he had gone